your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And although politicians wince when I say it, this is USAPrepares.com. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli. John Reagan's with us, and it's always great to have John Reagan on the broadcast classroom with us. John Reagan is a U.S. Air Force Reserves retired officer, captain. And he wrote a book called The Financial State of the Union. He's writing another book called The Unprepared Prepper. Welcome, John Reagan.
Hey, Vince. Welcome back from the People's Republic of Virginia.
Hey, John, it's so great to be back in America, you know. Seriously, there are more police in cars, you know, with their air conditioning on just to keep them out of the elements. They are issuing tickets. It's almost like, John, it's a ticket contest. It's a ticket contest in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And since you brought up Virginia, you know, everybody that I really talked to that owned a business understood that we're in trouble. They did. And they talked about the sequester, John. The sequester, they said, is peeling the top 20% off salaries. And people can't seem to make ends meet. And they're some of the highest paid people on the planet, you know, these government employees. And because they've had a reduction in wages, they're having difficulty making ends meet. Now, 20% is nothing, right? Just losing 20%? What's the problem with that? I mean, the rest of us have lost 50%. What do you think, John?
But DC's typically been exempt from reductions. Wow. When the rest of us have to cut back, they keep on going and going and going.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, John, I had a question for you. You have been to the expos. We had Expo number 6 just recently, and last month in Lebanon, Missouri. You have spoken at the expos. You've been to almost every one of our meetups at Ziggy's. You've spoken at the meetups at Ziggy's. You've given presentations. You've been in the class, and you contribute a lot. Last Monday, we had a meetup, absolute packed house, absolutely packed. And we did something that I normally don't do. I decided it was exam time. And so instead of having another speaker, I decided to get on stage and just have a one-question exam. And that exam was, how can we save money? What works and what doesn't work? Just one question. And the class was invited to share ways to save money. All kinds of ways. And in terms of gardening, in terms of energy consumption, every possible way of saving money. It was really, really neat. And it was just, it was the it was a great experience to see the participation. Everybody wanted to participate and share what he or she learned and did to save money. And there was, John, it went from 5:45 till 11 o'clock at night. It's unbelievable. And here's where I'm going with this. Not only did it last a long time, but since I've not been on the air in Springfield, Missouri, my last day was June 11th, broadcasting on the AM radio station in Springfield, Missouri. Since leaving the air, not being invited to come back to Springfield, Missouri, our attendance has gone up in the meetups. Can you shed some light onto why that could be? Because I don't get it. You would think that our meetups should have dissolved into the abyss by not having the radio presence in Springfield, Missouri. How is it that our attendance has grown?
Well, I think what it is more and more people are realizing things are not going the way the government says they are, and they're looking for answers.
Okay. Because what I'm seeing is some new smiling faces at the meetup. I thought that was really neat. I really did. I would like to read something to you. I got an email right after the meetup. And this one says, Vincent, first of all, thank you for introducing yourself last night. My daughter, I won't use her name, and I were amazed, swept away, encouraged, affirmed, stirred up by the group dynamics. I've been trying to get her husband to attend as well. Perhaps her daughter will now convince him. And what she's saying is she saw people just like her that believe the same things that they do. And they were really surprised to see the interest in paying attention in class, at the meetup, which is really a class. That's what we do. We have dinner together, and while we're having dinner, there's a speaker, a seminar presenter, you, or, you know, once in a while I do it. I mean, very rarely do I get on stage. I mean, I start the meeting. But what we do, class, is to start the meetup, when I arrive, normally about half of the students are there in the restaurant before I even get there. And I go around and say hello to everybody. I stop and shake hands with every single person there. And it probably takes, 20 minutes. And that's how we started. So if you want to start your own meetup, you can. You really can. Just have a speaker. Interesting topics. Different topic each week. Be on time. And find a restaurant that will, an independent restaurant, not a chain. They're not interested in teaching the truth. So you have to find an independent restaurant, pick the day of the week that they are the least busy, and ask them if they'll let you have use of their facility if people come and have dinner. And it's as simple as that, right, John?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And we've been doing it. This is our third year. I can't believe it. So I just wanted to share that email that I got. It was very humbling that this and I won't mention her name. She thought that it was certainly worth attending, and she's going to bring her friends. So it does work. Like-minded people. And, John, there are very few meetups that do not have dues that have survived in Springfield. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it usually takes money just to keep on getting the word out, just to keep getting more people to come. But we've got something special going on.
Yeah, we really do. We really do. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you publicly for all that you do. You've been to the expos. You've been helping us. You've been teaching. And so then the next question, John, is you have the book, The Financial State of the Union, very, very well written. It's an easy read. When a person reads it, he or she will understand why the United States is going to collapse for sure. But why did you write it, John?
Basically, it's to try and save people's lives. And we've got two types of people. One are, like our students that understand things aren't right. And mm-hmm. what the Financial State of the Union does is just solidify in your mind that there is no possible way of avoiding a financial collapse. I can't say what the timing on it is, but I can show you the numbers that we just can't get out. We're in the nosedive. There's no pulling out. Those of us that are aware usually have loved ones that don't get it yet. Mm-hmm. And hopefully with the Financial State of the Union, using all this objective information, it will point out, hey, we're in trouble. And at that point, you either, stay in denial or you decide you have to do something to take care of yourself and your family. So that's why I wrote the Financial State of the Union.
Mm-hmm. And you wrote it in a easy to understand vernacular with some humor. I mean, it's pretty bleak, but you certainly wrote it with some humor, and I really appreciate it. So the John, let's talk about The Unprepared Prepper. Now that's a book that you're writing, and let's talk about what that really means, The Unprepared Prepper, and why are you writing that, John?
Well, this is again twofold. For one, it's for people just getting started. It's kind of the journey that I'm going through in developing the plan to get me to where I want to be. And it's not telling you how to do my plan. It's telling you how to build your plan. And incorporated in that is what you may not be paying attention to, because so many preparedness sites assume that we're just going to have a short period of time before things get back to normal.
What? And, that's crazy.
Even if you say that's just like the Great Depression, where it takes 10 years to get back to normal, what I see coming is worse than that, because once the global supply chain collapses, what you're used to seeing isn't going to be on the shelf anymore, and we have to be ready for that.
John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. John mentioned that 10 years is what people are thinking to get back to normal. I think 20 years before we start to pull out. I'd like your comment when we come back on 20 years, John. John Reagan, you're right back right after these few short commercial announcements.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, just after the July Expo, I made the statement that there's no question in my mind that we are in the collapse. There's no question in my mind. I'm serious. Because of what I saw at the expo, what people were saying, comments that were made to me, and our attendance was way down. Normally we have 6,000 people a day, two-day event. We had just over a couple thousand show up for the event. It was certainly bigger than the 377 people that showed up at the Denver event, not ours, another event. We're still the largest, but, you know, the real numbers are, nobody has 15,000, 16,000 attend a preparedness expo. I'm telling you, it's a lie. It's an absolute lie. And nobody has 200 exhibitors. Nobody. That's another lie. So, I looked at our attendance, and I've seen the attendance drop, and people are saying, "Wow, you know, it's because you moved the expo from Springfield, Missouri, and it's 50 miles away, and it's too far to drive." That's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. Anybody who is interested in preparedness at any level will drive hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles to come to one of these events. So what I'm saying is I believe that this is really the collapse. We're in it, in my opinion. And John, you mentioned that, you know, some of these websites are saying it'll take 10 years to get back to normal. I don't believe so. I've said for years on the radio that we are in this for 20 years before we start to pull out. What are your thoughts on that?
I think you're an optimist.
Well, you know, John, I'm serious. You know, we didn't get to this point in society overnight. You know, we built the machines that built the machines that built the machines. It was evolutionary. It wasn't revolutionary. And if you look at even electronics. Back in the 1960s, a cell phone would probably have been the third largest electromagnetic microwave transmitter, in the galaxy. A cell phone is that powerful, but now they're everywhere. So if you look, we have evolved. But so you're saying you think more than 20 years to pull out?
I think what we have to do is look at the deleveraging that's going to happen. We live in such leveraged times. We showed that financially, where that basically started off with debt, which leverages what you can do, and then they add derivatives, which leverages your leverage. And that's why the financial collapse is going to be so much worse than before. But with industrialization and technology and cheap, abundant oil and gas, we've leveraged our labor as well. And that includes doing things with the supply chain that's never been done before. It used to be that our supplies had to go across the ocean in slow-moving ships, and that once you got to the other side to cross land, required the use of animals. And that improved to where we now have, trucks that go cross-country in a matter of a couple of days, and we have airplanes that go anywhere in the world in a matter of hours. And when that supply chain stops, it just doesn't start up again easily. And the other deleveraging... Go ahead.
No, I agree with that. And I read a book a long time ago by James Howard Kunstler, and it's called The Long Emergency. And what he talks about is the cheap energy, the inexpensive energy that we had during the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And what we did with that was we wasted it. We took this energy and we said, you know what? We don't want to be where the machines are, where the industrialization of America happened to be. We wanted to have our own little plot in the suburbs. So we bought land in the suburbs, we built developments, and then we commuted back and forth in our personal transportation vehicle that got 10 miles to the gallon, and we just wasted energy that was valuable. And then we made plastics and we threw it in the landfill, and we overpackaged, and we created our own emergency. And I think that's a little bit of what you're talking about. John Reagan, Vin Finelli, we'll be back. Let's talk about the deleveraging, and let's talk about how this mess is going to unfold.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. John, I just want to mention a news brief. Heinz, the food company, announced layoffs in Pittsburgh in Canada. And Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway organization and a company called 3G Capital purchased Heinz. They bought the company in a $23 billion deal. And now the CEO that was running Heinz was let go. And they gave him a golden parachute of $56 million. And in addition, he got $156 million in vested stock and deferred compensation that he accrued over his career. So a little over a couple hundred million dollars this guy gets on his way out. So a couple hundred million dollars to the former CEO. But they're laying off people. So at the bottom, you get thrown out. You know, the guys who really built the company that worked really hard. They get thrown out. About a third of them. A third of them get fired. Fired. And the former CEO does really well. Over $200 million in compensation, golden parachute, and so forth. I just wanted to share that with you. So that's kind of where we're going. What we're doing is we're kicking people out of their jobs. The days of graduating high school, getting a job, working up through the company, and actually becoming management, they're gone. They're absolutely gone. And the days of graduating high school, going to college, studying hard, working hard, getting into a company, rising through hard work in that company, becoming management, those days are gone for just about everybody. John, would you agree or not?
And I believe it's worse than that because you're going to see more and more robots and androids taking jobs.
Yeah, and you mean literally. You're not speaking figuratively. You mean literally robots taking jobs.
Yes. In fact, there's been a lot of discussion I've seen on fast food places installing robots to cook the food and serve food as well. So people just walk up to a kiosk, place their order, and you basically get food that's not touched by humans.
John, I've said on the air publicly that I was involved in that, not specifically in fast food, but when I was in banking on Mondays, some of the young people would want to take the day off, and on Fridays, some of the young people would want to take the day off, and those were the people that answered the telephones from customers that wanted to know their credit card balance. So on Fridays, they'd want to know how much damage they could do to their credit card over the weekend, and on Mondays, they'd call and find out how much damage they did do. Okay, they wanted to know those things because we had pretty significant over-limit charges and, you know, all kinds of fees that were associated with credit cards back in the 1980s. You know, we were looking at 19.2% interest. So people were really sensitive, which is criminal, by the way, in my opinion. Bottom line is, so the bank said to me, Vinny, we got a problem. What can we do about this? And the solution was, okay, these guys won't show up for work on Fridays and Mondays, and those are our highest call volumes. You know, we could obviously hire more people, or that wouldn't make sense. Or we can replace them with electronic devices, which is press one for this, press two for that, for your balance, you know, for your credit card balance, press one. You've heard those. So we built one of the first ones on the East Coast and put it in. So we replaced with one small computer. One small computer, we replaced eight people. So we had tables full of these computers, and each one replaced eight people. We networked them together, and that was the beginning of automated response units. So that's the kind of thing that happens. And when you talk about fast food, McDonald's and some of their clones were experiencing a little rebellion from some of the lower-level employees who wanted more money. They wanted to make almost double, and the response is, okay, they do, we'll fix that. And I understand it from a business perspective, but the bottom line is, if no one has a job, how are we going to function? So, John, we're talking about the long emergency. We're talking about leveraging, and we're talking about the supply chain. So it's precarious, right? The supply chain is precarious, manufacturing is precarious, and we don't make 100% of anything in our country anymore, do we?
No, and there's another deleveraging that will go on, and that is population. And it's not just an artifact of our society. You can look back in history, whether it's the Roman Empire or some of the early American civilizations. They developed ways, technology of their own, that enhanced their ability to grow food and support a larger population than the land would have done without that technology. And sooner or later, some kind of climate change comes along that destroys what their technology did, and their civilization collapsed. And we are, I believe, getting ready to see that ourselves. and I was running some numbers based on some wheat estimates I saw. Unlike earlier in the 20th century, we don't stockpile commodities anymore. Everything runs on a just-in-time system to save money. That way you're not having to warehouse large numbers of goods. And the world supply of wheat, I've seen average about 60 days worth. And it's not that we can't grow more than that. It's based on our just-in-time systems. That's what we have available. So 60 days worth, it's basically 1/6 of a year, which is about 16.5%. So if we wanted to get a year's supply of food, which a lot of that's based on wheat, we could only do that for 16% of the population and let everybody else starve. Well, we really need more than a year's supply of food. I believe it was Marjorie Wildcraft at our April expo made the comment that if you're just now learning how to garden, that if you don't have 100% crop failure the first 2 years, you've got a green thumb. So we need to have enough food on hand to get through that learning curve, plus some possible bad weather that might destroy crops. So I think a 3-year food supply is kind of the minimum that we need to have on hand. Well, if we only have enough for 16% of 1 year, you divide that by 3, that means at most we could support 5.5% of the population. And even that, to run those numbers for you, we have 7 billion people in the world. 5.5% is about 385 billion people. So imagine going from 7 billion people to 385 million worldwide. So quite a shock to the system. But, again, we can't just take everything that's in the supply chain. We could probably at best siphon off 10% of that. Well, that leaves you with 0.5%, or about 38 million people, which is roughly the population of California. And based on what's in our just-in-time food system, I think 0.5% is about the best we can do for saving people, unless we have several years to get ready, which I don't see. Now, to visualize this, there was a series on TV called Life After People that would show what happens to our infrastructure if people disappeared and the infrastructure was no longer maintained. I'd recommend, if you haven't seen that, there's some episodes on YouTube, and one of the episodes I'd recommend is The Last Supper, which shows what happens to food after there's no power. As an example, they used a supermarket in Fort Worth that closed down, I think it was in 1999, and just closed their doors and left everything inside. And the produce, the milk, the meat, all rotted. And 2 months later, when the city goes in to clean this mess up, they had to wear hazmat suits inside. And the workers said that they had a hard time seeing more than an arm's length in front of them because of all the flies. So the idea is you might be able to go in and scavenge food after things go wrong. You may be in for quite a surprise. And what Life After People does is show how quickly the infrastructure disintegrates. And considering there would still be people left, there's going to be a lot of scavenging of those parts going on. So what you see, the disintegration in Life After People, is actually going to be accelerated. Then to visualize what life was like before electricity, PBS had a reality show called Frontier House, where these families went from the 20th century back to living the late late 1800s in Montana, and they did a fairly decent job, at least during the summertime, but none of them would have survived the winter. They were told, any spare moment you have, you need to chop firewood. And of the families, only one of them came close to having enough, and even he didn't have enough. And then to understand how fragile our infrastructure is, there was a four-part miniseries on PBS called America Rebuild, which covers the electrical system, the transportation system, utilities, and how we are lucky that this works with all the technology we have in place working today. And when there's a hiccup, that just plays havoc throughout the entire supply chain. So with the deleveraging of population, you end up losing the technology and the know-how. So while we know what's available, it's like I've been driving a car for 40 years, but I couldn't design or manufacture one.
John Reagan, when we come back, I'm going to share with you something that happened in Virginia. It was a simple power failure. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is USAPrepares.com. We're in the collapse.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502, 888-959-6502.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us. John, back in the 1990s, I was a farmer in Virginia. And we had an ice storm, and it lasted 7 days. And it was really simple. Just freezing rain became ice. It was really, really cold. And all we had was a quarter of an inch of ice on the roads. But in Virginia, where we were, there was no salt. Now, it was so slippery that vehicles could not drive on the road. Didn't matter what they were. You couldn't drive because you'd just slide off the road. It was just a sheet of ice everywhere you went. So the power lines came down where we were, and we were without power for 7 days. I had a diesel generator in the barn. I had a 275-gallon fuel tank hooked up to it. So all I did was go out to the barn, fire up the diesel generator, throw the transfer switch, and our entire farm was being powered by this 10 kVA diesel generator. It was military surplus. So we were fine. And I decided to check on the neighbors because all the lights were out. I mean, there was no electricity anywhere near us. So I went to neighbor number one, and he was a contractor, and he got his gas power generator hooked up in his front yard, and he ran the extension cord into the house, and he had his TV, and he had his lights, and he ran his refrigerator, and they were just cold. But So that was neighbor number one. But he didn't have enough gasoline to run his generators because it was consuming about a gallon an hour. Neighbor number two had a job, and he had a generator. He used it once a couple years before, and the gasoline in the carburetor gummed up, and it wouldn't start. And so, and he didn't have the extension cords to hook anything up to it. And, of course, all of us had wells, and none of these neighbors had any provision for 220-volt connection to the well pumps, so nobody had any water. Now, these are houses with well water and septic systems, so nobody had any water except us because we had, you know, our generator was hooked up to our household wiring. All I did was throw a switch, and everything went from the utility power to the generator power. We were fine. I mean, within 3 minutes, we were up and running, and everything was fine, back to normal. But So that was neighbor number two. He didn't have the extension cords, so I got these extension cords and the power taps and all that and got them up and running. But I spent a half a day getting their generator running. Neighbor number three had no generator, but they had gas logs. So they had heat, but they didn't have any water. So here's what I'm saying. Everything that everybody needed was available the day before. But we couldn't get to it the day of. The day of the disaster. And that's kind of what the freeze dry guy is talking about in his new commercials. And I love his new commercials because it's not fear. It's just, hey, you have time. Make sure you use the time to prepare. But so the bottom line is, John, using existing technology, using existing supplies, it was for me a 7-day full time job just keeping our neighbors alive.
Yes, and we don't get to choose.
Was an ice storm.
We don't get to choose the timing on this, and it's kind of like an event that I relate that happened to me one morning on my commute to the Pentagon when an 18-wheeler decided he wanted to be where my car was. Basically, if you have need of a seatbelt, you can't wait till you need it to have it on. And
you want to talk more about that?
Sure.
I don't know this story.
Can't forget it. It was March 25th, 1987, just a typical day. I pulled out of the driveway and was almost out of the subdivision, just Garrisonville, not too far from Fredericksburg where you were. And got reminded by the radio that there's rain chance. Now, when you park at the Pentagon, especially since I was taking classes and not in a carpool, you have to park a long way from the building. So if it's raining, you want to have your umbrella with you. So I had to turn around, get my umbrella, which cost me maybe 5 minutes. But that set up the timing for what happened a little bit later. We'll cover that next hour.
Well, John, I'll tell you what. When we come back, hold that thought. When we come back, let's talk about what happened because you went back to get your umbrella. It changed the timing by 5 minutes. And I guess it really affected your life. I haven't heard the story. I'm looking forward to it. John Reagan, Vin Fanella, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back. And I've got a whole bunch of things that we need to talk about, John. And we will. On the other side of the top of the hour news and break. John Reagan, we'll be right back.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Superfam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin P, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.